Welcome back here with the news at one. Day 861 of war in Ukraine. A Russian missile and drone attack on the city of Dnipro this morning killed at least four civilians and wounded 27 more, damaging kindergartens, schools and hospitals and causing fires throughout the city. Meanwhile, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has visited Kyiv and met the Ukrainian president as Hungary takes over the rotating EU presidency. He's one of the few Western leaders to have met Vladimir Putin since the war started. Has opposed more EU help to Ukraine, but said we are at Ukraine's service during the Hungarian presidency. For more on this, we're joined now by Christopher Miller. He's the Ukraine correspondent for the Financial Times, and he's in Kyiv. Christopher, thanks for speaking to us again today. We'll talk more about Viktor Orban shortly, but first, that attack in Dnipro, what do you know?
Yeah, what I know at the moment is what President Volodymyr Zelensky just came out and said in a statement just shortly ago, which is at least five civilians are known to have been killed and 34 other people badly wounded. At least half of them have been taken to hospital. As you said, several residential buildings, schools, infrastructure has been badly damaged. I was looking at the videos, one of which was released by President Zelensky himself, showing a missile being intercepted by air defense systems, and other videos that have been circulating online that we've authenticated to be from observers in Dnipro. And it does appear as though the Russians had targeted what is the Yuzhmash and Yuzhnoye rocket factory, or what's known now as the Pivdenmash factory. And it's this storied historic factory that actually made the Soviet engines that took its spacecraft into space and also powered its intercontinental ballistic missiles in the Cold War. So it's a strategic target that it does appear as though it was aiming for. But of course, as we've seen time and time again over the past 2 years of Russia's brutal war against Ukraine, they also struck civilian infrastructure and caused casualties.
Viktor Orban, the Hungarian Prime Minister, has he done a U-turn on Ukraine, Christopher?
I wouldn't go so far as to say he's done a complete U-turn. You know, we do know that Viktor Orban is Ukraine's largest skeptic within the EU. He's taking over the presidency of the EU Council for the next 6 months. And so I think this visit here was mostly centered around that. But of course, he has sought an opportunity to discuss several issues that are important to Hungary with President Zelensky. President Zelensky, of course, viewing Orban as a key figure in order to get consensus and the full support of the EU in backing its defense of its war here. So they discussed several matters, one of which, of course, is that support from Orban for Ukraine's defense efforts. Zelensky is also trying to get Orban on board behind his peace formula to end the war, and Orban has signed up to that, and Zelensky has said that he's confident that Orban would get behind that, at least in theory, for now. They'd also discussed the Hungarian minority that lives in far western Ukraine, and this has been a very contentious issue. Rights for them is including language rights written into law here. Things like more schools being taught in Hungarian language are things that are important to Viktor Orban's right-wing base and things that he's working on with Zelensky to find some common ground.
Christopher Miller in Kyiv, thank you.